All right, this is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and now it's time for Foodie Friday. Richard Blomquist, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, so Marisol, for someone who's never been there, describe where it is and how it came to be.
Well, it got started in July of 2017. My wife, Melissa Ramirez, it was her baby and her project. She started as a food truck in the AMP parking lot, located right next to what used to be a postal station flower shop at one time, located right next to Kenny's Liquor. And while serving out of the food truck, we were remodeling the inside, and within a year got the whole operation moved indoors. And so we've been indoors since for about a year and a half now.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the kind of food you make.
Well, the menu is huge. I mean, they make all your standard Mexican entrees. Specials are featured weekly, and they can range from some kind of American Tex-Mex type stuff to very authentic different Mexican dishes that she makes, like menudo from time to time, or a lot of different creative dishes. And once in a while, she'll just have steak and fries on the menu. The specials can take any form. But we have a 4-page menu. They make salsas, about 10 different kinds of salsas every single day. They're making fresh salsas, including about 7 different salsas right now we have for tacos, and 3 different options for enchiladas, and different salsas that we have for burritos and chili rellenos and other items that are on the menu. So it's a lot of work what they do. But basically, if you want to try out some Mexican food that's about as authentic as it gets here in Juneau, it's a great place to go and see what we've got. We have a lot of options.
What keeps you busy while you're over there?
Well, as far as menu items, I love just about everything. The chili relleno is one of my favorite. I love the enchiladas, and I eat there pretty much daily. So I have a lot of tacos, too. I love the shrimp and the halibut tacos. Melissa comes from, as we're talking about the Seafood Fest, she comes from what they call the Coastal Riviera, or the Mexican Riviera, I guess is what it's called, and down in Mexico, just north of Puerto Vallarta. It stretches from Puerto Vallarta up to about San Blas on the coast. And the community she's from is called Bucerías. It's a tiny little fishing town located right just north of Puerto Vallarta and south of La Cruz. And that's where she grew up in the 60s and 70s, eating seafood, eating sea turtles back when they weren't endangered, and living on the beach without electrical power and very primitive conditions in those days. She moved to Alaska in the late 80s, and I met her around 1990. Her move up here initially was to work in a sport fishing lodge in Angoon, and then after that stint, she came to Juneau and she worked several seasons in fish processing plants throughout Southeast Alaska, including Excursion Inlet and down in Cake and in Petersburg, often in the egg houses there processing caviar. She has loved seafood her whole life, and it's what she grew up with. She's from a restaurant family, third generation restaurateur. Her sons are restaurateurs, and so it's in her blood.
Got it. And tell us about the name of the restaurant, Marisol.
Sea and Sun. So that's what it means in Spanish, but it's kind of a play on our daughter's name, Marisol, which is spelled differently. Her name is Marisol. So Marisol is an actual person, but it's also Sea and Sun. We just thought it was a nice name.
Absolutely. And when Melissa's not busy, we're going to have to get her on the show as well.
We'd love to have her down here.
Okay, so let's see. I think we were going to maybe talk about ceviche, because is that what you're serving tomorrow?
Yeah, so now if you go down to the Mexican Riviera and you're on the beach down there, you're very likely to have the opportunity to try fresh ceviche. And you'll see the shrimpers off the coast. I mean, they're fishing right there in front of the beaches in San Blas and down where Melissa's from in Bucerías. And it's served up there in a cocktail glass oftentimes. And typically you'll eat it with chips, or you can just eat it straight from a cup or a cocktail glass. It's basically what it is it's fish cooked in lime juice, and it's often served with in a variety of different ways. And she's last year at the Seafood Fest, she served a couple of different types, a dry ceviche that had carrots and other things in it, and a wet ceviche that was that's made with tomatoes and onions, and is more typical what you might see as a ceviche and halibut. Tomorrow, I don't have the exact word on what she's going to be making. We just have it as ceviche on the menu, so it will be a little bit of a surprise. But it has a great texture. It tastes wonderful. It's a little bit spicy, but not too spicy for those who are who can't handle spiciness. And it's definitely very healthy. It's your veggies and your fish and everything all in one spot there. Of course, it's got a limey taste to it because the fish is cooked in lime, and because it's cooked in lime, it is definitely cooked, but it has a little bit different texture than sushi, and a little bit different texture than if you ate cooked fish. If you've never had it before, it's definitely worth trying, and I love it.
And what kind of fish do you think she'll be using tomorrow?
Tomorrow, halibut.
All right.
Tomorrow, halibut. Last year was rockfish for the most part.
Sounds good. So that's tomorrow at Seafood Fest. Is this also something we can get at the restaurant?
It is. Made daily.
All right. But I think the recipe you brought today to share with us is chili relleno. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm just going to give you the bare outlines of it. Her salsas are proprietary in a way. She never even tells me exactly what the amounts of everything are in there. But I will just give you kind of a rundown of how she makes them, because I've seen her do it a million times. And it's like probably my favorite of the items that she does.
And before we get into the details of a chili relleno, how would you describe it to someone who's never had one before?
It is a stuffed chili that is deep fried and covered in a salsa that's special for the chili relleno. It's a tomato salsa. Typically, it's not too spicy in terms of the salsa, but the pepper used can range in spiciness depending on the particular pepper that you end up getting. And most of the time when you get it in a restaurant, I've actually seen where they're canned. You know, they're actually coming from a can, and they're pretty bland. The ones that she makes are made with poblano peppers that are actually – she roasts them right there in the restaurant, and then she peels the membrane off, and she takes out the seeds and then stuffs them, dips them in egg batter. So I'm kind of describing the recipe already. deep fries that whole unit there, but she stuffs them, I should say, with just about anything. You can put in hamburger, you could put in shrimp, and she's got a shrimp chili relleno that's really popular right now. A lot of people like it with hamburger and cheese. A lot of people like it with just cheese. And we use typically the cheese that we use inside is called Rancho cheese. You can see it at your supermarket. If you go down to Mexico, you buy cheese, it's typically you get it in a wheel or a section of a wheel, and it's oftentimes a denser, saltier cheese than most people are probably used to. This Rancho cheese is kind of like that. You can get it here locally in supermarkets. It's usually pretty expensive, but we get it from a distributor for a little bit less money. But anyway, that's what's inside is this Rancho cheese.
Got
which
it.
It's called Rancho Fresca, and
all right. Well, take us back to this poblano. So that you'd say that is the foundation of this, right? Is
right,
a nice
poblano pepper. Yeah.
And I believe they have those at Foodland IGA for
sale,
right?
Foodland IGA, and you can find them at Super Bear IGA and Fred Meyer's. They sometimes run out, but go to your section where you see
maybe
the peppers.
Even Rainbow Foods as well.
Rainbow Foods could. Yeah. I have to say I'm not sure I've seen them there, but they might. Yeah, they're not large, but probably about ranging from 4 to 6 inches long for a really big one.
All right, what do you do once you get it? You mentioned taking off the skin.
Yeah, so after you've stuffed it, and so I mentioned you want to roast it, and you can roast it on your stovetop. So take your pepper again, slice it open. So slice it down the middle. And, open it up, but not too much because you want to be able to close it back again. And take out all the seeds in the middle. You don't want to have any seeds inside. You leave on the stem, you leave everything else, but there's a very thin membrane on the outside that Melissa likes to take off. And I think she likes to take it off because then the egg batter mixture sticks better to the chili. So she spends a little bit of time after you roast the chili. You put them in a if you put them in a plastic bag or someplace where they can just sort of sit for a moment in their own moisture for maybe about 10 to 15 minutes. Then take them out and then peel the membrane that's on the outside of the chili. It's very thin membrane, clear, will come off fairly easily. Once you've taken that off, stuff the chili with whatever you decide to stuff it with, along with your rancho cheese. If you want to have cheese, it's not necessary, but I recommend it. And then put it into just a standard egg batter. Dip it in egg and flour batter for deep frying. And if you're doing it at home, you can do it in a pan. Just put some oil in a pan and a couple of inches so that you can. You might have to turn it over, but you can cook it that way. The salsa, I can't give you the full details on that. There's a lot of online, you can go for a red. Basically, you want to get Roma tomatoes, onions, and garlic are essential ingredients. And the peppers that you use really depends on the flavor you want. So she often uses the guajillo pepper in the salsa. But, again, if you want a hotter salsa or less hot salsa, you don't even need to necessarily have peppers, but it's nice. I think it's a nice add something. And because you are eating a pepper, so those are the ingredients, the primary ingredients for the.
Do you also salsa in bulk, or
we don't? But if folks want to come down and get a large, like chip salsa or any kind of salsa that we have, yeah, we will sell it. But we don't have it in stores or anything like that.
Okay.
So if people are interested in just coming down and getting some salsa because they're making something that night, certainly just come down. You might want to give us a little notice if it's a lot that you want, but just ask for Melissa.
All right.
When you get there.
And if you're just tuning in, it's the voice of Richard Bloomquist. He's a co-owner of Marisol over by Foodland IGA here in the downtown area of Juneau, Alaska. Richard, remind us the hours and when we can come and eat at your restaurant.
Well, right now we're on winter hours, so it's 11 a.m. till 8 p.m., 6 days a week, so Monday through Saturday. We usually open up to stay a little bit later as we get enter spring here, so probably in about a month we'll be staying open later.
All right, Richard, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, it's great to be here. Everybody come to the Seafood Fest tomorrow.
All right, Richard, thank you.